Yay, the kids are finally asleep.
So do you feel like...
playing a game?
I've got a feeling a boss fight's coming up.
Ooh, I just got wrecked.
Headshot, baby.
Ooh, it's your turn to get the baby.
So are you up to the challenge?
Run, 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 run.
And we're dead.
That's when I realized I have no idea what I'm doing.
GG.
And welcome back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Joanne, and I'm joined by my wonderful and amazing gamer partner in crime, Kevin.
Hey, everyone.
If this is your first time here, we are parents who game and gamers who parent, and we love sharing our insights on gaming and parenting with y'all. This is episode number 93, and I'll kick it over to Kevin on how life has been going this week.
Yeah, so before we talk about this week, I did just want to bring up last week's episode, which was unique because we rarely bring our kids onto the show, although lately it's been more. And last week was the first episode we had done with both of our kids in it.
Yeah.
Especially with Faith in it. That's her first appearance besides the intro.
Yeah. Because
that is her crying in the intro.
Yes.
And she's only three.
Yeah.
And that was definitely an interesting experience.
Oh, yeah.
Having, it's hard enough, kind of just with one of them. And it was difficult to kind of interview them when they're talking over each other and not facing the mic. So not all the time, things would be picked up. And just made it a really intense editing process.
Yeah. Or they'll even try to grab the mic while we're talking.
Or just start completely change the subject and start talking about something completely different. So trying to keep them focused.
Yeah. And saying the right things. Yeah. Yes. Editing that took forever, y'all.
It did. It did. Way, way more work than a normal episode. Which is probably another reason why it was a little bit late, but mostly just because we were
just trying to get traveling. Over travel bug.
So here we are, episode 93,
and we've decided that no kids are talking in this one because we want an easier bit of editing this week.
It is just us this week.
Us. Hope that still keeps you all entertained.
But yeah, let's talk about what has been going on this week. So a few things that we have done. It's really, it's only been a few days since we recorded, so we don't have a whole lot of time to talk about stuff. But we got Faith some new clothes, right?
Yeah.
Particularly worth mentioning because I really like what we got her because I think it's cute and adorable.
Well, she picked them out.
She did?
Yeah.
Yes, and what she got were a couple of new dresses.
Yes.
It's summertime, and, you know, some nice colorful dresses, and they were from Disney movies, right? One of them was the dress that Mirabelle wears from Encanto, and another one is the dress that Belle wears from Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Right? So a little three-year-old girl has those dresses, and she wore one of them
last night,
yesterday, and super cute. It's adorable. I love that stuff. I love when our kids wear Disney stuff. I think it's cute.
So I don't know if you are aware, Kevin, but those dresses are actually pajamas.
Yeah, well, they're comfy, but they're still dress form.
Yeah, nightgown. Sure. Yeah,
yeah, but they're not normal pajamas.
And it was funny when we were at Walmart looking at those outfits, and she saw the Mirabelle dress and she went ooh, Madrigal.
Yeah.
And I was like, you mean Mirabelle? And I just yeah, Mirabelle. And then I laughed because she remembered the last name, which seems harder for a three-year-old.
Yeah, I forget the last name all the time.
And yeah, so she's like, I want that.
That's cool. Do they have any other ones that you didn't get? Because I wasn't there.
Yeah. There was one by Rapunzel, one by Snow White. And Faith already owns the Little Mermaid one. I think she also has a Cinderella one at home here.
Yeah, she's basically all the princesses in one.
But I thought it was cute. You're right. She looks cute in them.
Yeah. And so fast forward some in the week. Today, actually, we are preparing for a vacation that we have coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more about that as we get closer and afterwards.
Yeah.
We don't want to spoil anything, but we needed some hiking boots, both the two of us, because we plan to do some hiking.
Yes.
And we don't have any boots for hiking. So we went to a huge store that we have here in Texas.
That we haven't been to for a while, right?
Yes, and it's called the Bass Pro Shop.
And is it only in Texas?
I have no idea. I don't think they're in California, and I'm not surprised.
Okay.
But it is basically all outdoor stuff. I mean, from like hiking, fishing, hunting,
camping.
Yeah, camping stuff. Yeah, they sell like boats, like ATVs. I'm sure they sell like kayaks and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, I
saw. It's just like all outdoor stuff, and obviously a lot of the things I'm talking about are big. It is a huge building.
Yes.
Like, we were there for at least an hour, and we didn't go to like every corner of the store.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, and like tons of coolers and stuff. Right.
Yeah.
And
barbecue pits.
Yeah, everything outdoor. They got like everything.
Everything.
And we took our kids there. And we were just looking for like the shoes, right? Because that's what we really came there for.
Yeah.
And somehow we ended up going right through the toy section.
Of course.
And of course that slowed things down drastically. But it was okay because the kids found some toys to play with while we looked at shoes, which was nice.
Yeah.
And we ended up both finding some cool hiking shoes that we liked, right? So we now have brand new hiking shoes for our upcoming trip.
Yeah.
Which is going to make hiking a lot easier than going in tennis shoes. Especially yours. Your shoes are always super thin and flimsy.
Yeah. And also, I don't think I've hiked with you since before kids. Remember the one time that
A little bit. We've done some like more minor stuff.
Yeah, and I wouldn't consider those a hike. Those are like walks uphill, downhill for me. Sure. But like a real hike before was like before our wedding. Remember that picture of us under the waterfall?
Oh. Yeah. Yep.
That was like the first real hike I've been with you. But yeah, since then, I don't think I've ever hiked. So this would be interesting. Wish me luck, y'all.
Yeah, we also bought a decent sized cooler. It has like wheels on it and everything to take now that it's summer. Or if we need to go anywhere with some, you know, ice or drinks or sandwiches for a picnic or whatever. So now we have an actual cooler that we can use for stuff. We don't really have one that...
Yeah, I know.
That works well. So another thing that I had there that we actually saw when we were on our way out was this aquarium.
Oh, yes.
Or a fish tank, I guess. I guess not an aquarium. It's a fish tank. And it was unusual because it wasn't like a huge fish tank. It was larger than the one at Cheddar's, right? That we talked about like a few weeks ago.
Of course, yeah.
Right? Because that's just a restaurant. But the fish in this one were huge.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, as far as like a fish tank, I don't think I've seen fish bigger than the ones that we saw today there, unless you're like at like an actual aquarium, you know, or somewhere.
But this was like freshwater fish, right? Most of them.
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm pretty sure they are.
I mean, I would probably guess these fish were at least 30, 40 plus pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them.
Mm-hmm.
They had some smaller ones, but some like quite a few that were like big.
Mm-hmm, like they could eat our kid.
Well, not quite, but close. Yeah. And so we got some pictures with the kids. They loved looking at the fish.
And other kids there too.
Yeah, they had like one section of it where like the glass kind of like curved inward, right? Yeah. So you could literally like sit on the glass and kind of feel like you're in the aquarium, right? With the fish. And it definitely gave you like an interesting view of being in there.
Yeah. And it was funny, like I was trying to take a picture of the kids with the fishes, right? But the fishes kept like, I don't know if it's because our kids were loud or something. I don't think the fishes could hear them, but the fishes were not like coming near us.
Yeah, they could probably hear our kids. Our kids are loud.
I know. And I was just thinking, man, we're not Aquaman, that's for sure.
No. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was thinking about Aquaman at that point.
Yeah, so the kids got to check out a bunch of cool fish today, mm-hmm. which was fun.
It's like the highlight of their day.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a busy day. We did, like, run some errands. We went to lunch after that, mm-hmm. which was really more like a late lunch, early dinner mm-hmm. before coming back home. Yeah. And that was pretty much the day. One other thing that happened today, and we talk about this often. We like to talk about things that our kids say and do that we find funny because they're kids, and kids say the darndest things.
Yes, and just before you jump to that, I just want to add that today was a very hot day, right?
It was.
Even just walking from the car to the shop, you could feel like the heat from the tar underneath our feet just rising up to our legs. And I was like so hanging hot. So this is probably why the kids do what they did next.
Okay, that's good. It'll lead into this. So
yeah.
It was like right before bath time.
Uh-huh.
And they like to play with the ice machine in the freezer because we have like one of those fridges where the freezer is like at the bottom. And so they can reach everything in there, mm-hmm. including like the ice bucket.
Yeah.
So they will grab like pieces of ice and play with it sometimes. So they were like grabbing pieces of ice, taking it to their bathtub and like dumping it into the bathtub. Just like, you know, one or two pieces at a time. And they made probably like four or five trips with ice, putting ice into the bathtub.
Yeah.
And then they said something which we thought was funny.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then they say like they're putting ice in the bathtub so that penguins can visit them.
Yeah. During bath time, the penguins can come see them.
Yeah.
Because it's like cold.
Yeah. Maybe a few ice cubes is all penguin needs to feel at home and to want to come visit.
Yeah.
I feel like there was an ounce of logic in there, but they were still missing some important things.
I know.
No penguins live around here.
Exactly.
So it was cute and funny that, you know, they were thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Dylan that said that or Faith?
I don't remember. They both sound alike in the bathroom, so.
Yeah. So that was another funny thing that happened this week. I guess now we can talk about what we were watching this week, because we did watch a few different things.
Yeah.
And we watched, all four of us, Inside Out.
Mm-hmm. We watched before.
Yes. I mean, that was my second time watching it. I think you and the kids watched it maybe a couple months ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
But we watched it again, and I don't think we're going to talk about Inside Out much necessarily, but...
Yeah.
We watched it for a reason, and that's because Inside Out 2 comes out this Friday.
Yeah.
And
Thursday, I thought. But
was it Thursday? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Whatever. It comes out this week, mm-hmm. and we already have our tickets for next weekend.
Yeah.
We are all going to watch it as a family,
mm-hmm.
and going to make a Saturday activity out of it.
Yes.
So we want to make sure Inside Out 1 is fresh in our minds and everything, so we watched it a few days ago.
Yeah.
And... also, McDonald's is giving out Inside Out toys in their Happy Meals.
Yes.
So our kids got a couple of the Inside Out toys, mm-hmm. which they were super excited about.
Yeah.
Because now they have like three different ones.
Yeah, they have Fear, Anger, and Joy.
Which they were super happy to get Joy. Because like Joy was the last one that they got.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And like they wanted Joy because I feel like... Joy is kind of the main character. She's like the nicest one, usually.
Mm-hmm.
The happy one, obviously.
Yeah.
And so they got her, which they were excited about. I think we were excited about it, too, because we were like, oh, we're probably not going to get Joy. Like, it's probably going to be like the rarest one.
I know. Yeah. Now I'm like dying to get the other two that we haven't gotten.
It's okay. Even if we don't. Usually it's going to be hard to get like all of them.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, looking forward to seeing Inside Out 2 next weekend. So we'll talk about that on episode number 94.
Yeah, definitely. And we also watched Luca, which
you
I had
and the
to
kids
persuade
did.
To. Yeah, me and the kids.
Well, the kids don't really like to watch anything new.
True.
But yes, tell us about Luca, because I was working that day, so I didn't get to watch it.
So Luca is an Italian-based show, I guess. It's somewhere in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And this about this boy named Luca, who is, well, actually a sea creature or sea monster, I don't know.
Sea creature.
And when he comes up onto shore, he turns into a human. right? And like blends in. But as long as they get wet, then the scales reappear and all that. So it was pretty nice because he really wanted to like explore our human world and all the fun stuff we get to do. And he really wanted to go to school in our human world. But at the same time, he and that other sea creature friend that he made, who is super adventurous, I forgot his name, but it was that boy who brought him up to this.
Are they like forbidden from going up there?
Yeah.
It kind of really sounds like a Little Mermaid.
I know. They're forbidden to go up, but at the same time, like that town, that specific town that they're at, hunts sea creatures, so.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And said like there have been sightings of sea monsters or sea creatures and always like try to hunt them down, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like a witch entering a village who are witch hunters, sort of.
Yeah. Oh.
So yeah, it's just about the whole thing. And the kids really like it. Like, I feel like after watching that show, they're like, oh, it was nice. I really like it. And that's how they are with every cartoon that's new, right?
Yeah, now they'll want to watch it again at some point, probably. Mm-hmm, or probably. If they ever make a second one.
Yeah, but it's refreshing. I mean, it is like Little Mermaid, but at least it's more refreshing. It's a boy and it's a, what do you call it, sea creature versus a mermaid. And
yeah, I kind of like that story better versus than like the original Little Mermaid.
Yeah, and it's more about friendship versus like love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So very...
Okay.
Age-appropriate. And then you and I watched Chosen last night.
Yes, after the kids went to sleep, we turned Chosen on and watched another episode.
Episode 6.
We are through 6 episodes in season 1.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking a little while, but mostly because I think each episode's like an hour.
Yeah.
Or so. And I really liked the last episode.
Me too. I feel like there were a lot of miracles being done since the last one that we talk about, which was the wine to water.
Yeah, because I feel like once word gets out that he can perform these miracles, it's like everyone wants, you know, help with something.
Yeah, but which was like your favorite out of the miracles performed yesterday? I mean, like in the episode 6. I like the leprosy one.
Yeah, he cures a man of leprosy, and he also cures someone of paralysis, right? Someone who was paralyzed from the waist down.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one, probably, because there was a lot more witnesses, but also the Pharisees,
yeah,
like, were seeing it, like, with their own eyes, right? Which I think was a big turning point for them.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus also gets to talk to the Pharisees, like, I would assume for the first time, or at least the first time that it shows in the show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In this episode in particular, there was what I felt like a really interesting conversation between Nicodemus and the other Pharisee.
Which was his student?
It was his student at one time. But
Shmuel,
like,
brother Shmuel.
Yeah, something like that. And he was the one who turned in John the Baptist.
Mm-hmm.
Basically got John in trouble, right? Yeah. Because John the Baptist is saying that essentially God's going to come after him, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's paving the way. And they're saying that is heresy because God can't take human form.
Yeah.
Right? And Nicodemus is challenging the other guy on this.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Shmuel.
Yeah. And he's saying, like, or basically, like, are you sure, like, God can't take human form? Or is it just that you think God can't take human form?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And
like, if you find something that contradicts the word,
would you tell God to get back into this box that you have defined for him based on the text?
Like, would you limit God?
Yeah, would you limit God based on what you think he can do?
Mm-hmm.
Or would you think you're misunderstanding the text?
Yeah.
Right?
And I find that very relatable to a lot of people right now. Like, in the world, like, there are certain ones who are so focused on the text that they forgot what it is really to have a relationship with God versus like just understanding the text and implementing laws and rules, sometimes man-made, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And one part in that, Nicodemus says that he and the guy who was his student are both still learning things. And like they're not done learning and they're not done understanding things. And so I think that's still today a very important thing to keep in mind.
Yeah. Because,
you know, we're always students. We're never done learning.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't want to like just be a leader or hold a leadership position in the church or something and then decide that we know everything already, you know? Like there is humility to admit that we are all students, so.
Yeah. I mean, so far in the show, I like Nicodemus, and I think this last episode makes me like him even more.
Yeah.
With that stuff that we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, anything else on The Chosen for this week until we watch more?
No, I guess that would be it.
All right, well, and with that, let's get into gaming.
Yes.
So for what we've been playing this week, I have been playing some Naruto X Boruto, just a couple of nights, and I'm still just playing the story mode, which there's kind of like two different story modes. There's the one that's like all Naruto and Naruto Shippuden, and then there's Boruto.
Yeah.
I'm still playing through the Naruto and Shippuden content, and which is all the stuff that we have watched up to.
But some of them I did forget. So watching you play it while I was editing was really nice because it makes me remember in the music. Oh my gosh, so relaxing.
Yeah, and I'm through, I think, 7 out of 8 chapters.
Oh, so you're almost done with the Shippuden.
I'm really close. And as far as like the story goes, if anyone's familiar with the story, I am pretty much through like the end of the war arc.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I maybe just have the last little bit, unless it skipped that. And then I obviously have the final battle between Naruto and Sasuke, like before Shippuden ends.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure they'll probably kind of drag that out a little bit and make it at least a few fights.
That's like the boss fight.
Yeah. And then I'll be done with that story. And then really in that game, I only have two other options. One would be to go into the Boruto story. And the other would be to just do like online battles against people and check that out. Which I'll probably do at least a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then as far as the Boruto stuff, I don't want to do that without watching the show first, right? So I think I'm pretty close to being able to put this game aside until we watch Boruto.
Yeah.
And then I'll want to play through it, right? And probably get to use more characters and stuff in the game.
Yeah.
And but I want to watch the show first. So sometime, like, let's finish Chosen, and hopefully we can watch Boruto at some point, even though I need to lower the bar and make sure that I know it's probably not as good as Naruto, as everybody says.
Most likely, yeah.
But I still want to check it out.
We also did play Fortnite together for our stream.
We streamed Fortnite on Tuesday, and it is still that, what is it, Wrecked or something season, I think is what it's called, which is very, like, Wastelander-ish, where it's all about driving cars. Yeah, very Mad Max feeling. It's all about the vehicles and equipping them with, you know, spikes and special tires and guns on them and stuff. And yeah, I'm still enjoying it. It definitely feels way different than like any other season of Fortnite. And it's starting to make me realize maybe the cars are better than like we realized. Like we should probably be using the cars more often than we were. So I feel like even though the cars, when they take away all the weapons and all the extra stuff you can add to the cars, I'll probably still use the cars more than we have in prior seasons. Normally, I avoid the cars because I'm like, I don't want people to hear us coming or know where we are.
Yeah.
But like, if you're going to fight people, it's way easier to fight them from a vehicle. And then even if they destroy the vehicle, you have to hop out. Like, at least the vehicle protected you for a while. So I think it's still better. So it's really changed my viewpoint on Fortnite in general.
Yeah. I got to play Hogwarts Legacy some.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really hard because I haven't played it in a while and I have to like remember again all the spells.
All the spells and how to say them.
No, I don't have to say them, but it's just like to put them on the skill set, you know, the spell set, I mean.
Yeah.
And just proceeding with the quests got me really like slow. Because I just like started playing it after a long break, you know, so I will be more consistent with that because I really want to finish the story.
Especially as you get later on into the game, the harder it is to take a break and then come back to it.
Yeah.
Because there's more to refresh yourself on. And plus, usually most games are more challenging as you go through it. So it's like harder to get back into.
True, true. And they also added like a patch or something to it. And now I think I can take picture in photo mode.
Okay. Is that your thing? I remember in WoW, you used to do that a lot.
I know. I wanted to do this, but I feel like it'll take more time out of the gaming. So I was like, nah. Yeah. Just skipping all that. But yeah, Hogwarts, still playing my Slytherin. I didn't really ride the broom this time. I was just more focused.
No Quidditch?
Yeah. That's part of the quest, but I'm like now just more focused on the main quest. And then I am still working on Paper Mario. I did it twice with Dylan again, and I beat two bosses since DreamHack, which was Koopa Bros. And
which are basically the Ninja Turtles inside Mario. Because they're Koopas, which are turtles.
Uh-huh.
And then they also wear different colored bandanas like over their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's literally, it's like, that's the Ninja Turtles. Like, they totally stole that.
That's true. And what was the other boss that I just beat in the desert?
It's dry King Tut or something, but like Koopa version. Basically like a Pharaoh Koopa.
Yeah, but also another Koopa. Yeah, just beating these two bosses and retrieving two Star Spirits.
Yep, which are the first two.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, Dylan is still hoping to play some more with me since it's still just a weekend. So
I mean, this is one of the first games he's beaten and like knows how to play it like all the way through and like wants to help you. And I think you playing it is... it's having him get more out of it than you. Like, he's enjoying it more. Not that you're not enjoying it, but just that feeling. And if you're a gamer, you probably know this. Like, when you introduce somebody to a game that you really like and you get to play it with them or watch them play it, like, usually you're having more fun with it than they are.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I've never done that with someone, so I wouldn't know. I'm normally the receiving end of the part.
When I introduced you to WoW or Hearthstone, and I'm like, always... this is so much fun, isn't it? And you're like, we just started.
Exactly, yeah. And it's so funny how Dylan is so bossy when he's like walking me through it. Because I like to explore, right? And he likes to like...
no, just, this is where you need to go.
I know. Just get it. Don't waste time. Don't have to fight everyone. And I'm like, but I gain experience. I want to do it and stuff, you know? And he's like, don't go there. There's nothing in that tree. I'm like, I hit the tree and a gold coin come out. There's one coin. And he's like, that's nothing.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I'm like, gosh, you're trying to speed run me through this whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one. And... for my puzzles and survival mobile game, I'm still playing it. And I finally reached HQ 30, which is headquarters level 30. And that's pretty much really hard to achieve because like every time you go mining or farming, you only get 200,000 of the resources. And then to get to HQ 30, you need 300 something million of those resources. Oh, yeah, a lot of mining and farming required to get there.
Wow, lots of grinding.
Yeah, grinding. So I thought I wanted to share that because last week I just shared about me hitting commander level 57. So this time I wanted to share about the headquarters reaching 30.
Okay, cool. And my mobile game has been Marvel Snap that I have been playing still on lately. One update I have is that I still have not been able to link my account to my email, which means I'm stuck on my current phone. And if I get a new phone, I can't switch it over yet or play on PC or anything like that until I get that finalized. I was still waiting for like the 30 days to pass, and I feel like it's been 30 days. I don't know exactly, so hopefully any day now.
Yeah.
Hopefully that'll be something new to add next week. And then in addition to that, like maybe a week or two ago, I spent a lot of my currencies that I had in that game to like try and unlock new cards, but one of them it's like only a chance to, and I got failed that chance like 3 or 4 times in a row, so I didn't get like the new card that I wanted. So now I'm just trying to save up, and I'm kind of like not trying to go for the cards right now in case something comes up that I want more. Well, that's pretty much it for Marvel Snap, and I guess for our
Weekend Gaming,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's jump over to the new game releases last week and talk about what has been coming out. We have Octopath Traveler on PS5 and PS4, Octopath Traveler 2 on Xbox Series X and S and Xbox One, Assassin's Creed Mirage on iOS, Simpler Times on PC, Kamiru, A Frog Refuge on Switch and PC, Rocket Knight Adventures Resparkled on PS5, PS4, Switch and PC, and lastly, V Rising on PS5. Anything there stand out to you?
Not really.
I think it's kind of amazing they can do Assassin's Creed Mirage on iOS.
Yeah, that kind of seems interesting.
Yeah, I think it's kind of too much for a mobile game.
I know, right?
Maybe mobile games need to be like simple and run well and not take up a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
And an Assassin's Creed game just does not seem like any of that.
True.
Simpler Times is like a nice title for a game, I feel like. Hopefully it's like a chill, simple game.
Maybe. Maybe it's about the past.
Maybe. I don't know. And I guess let's talk about Game Pass games. So what's new on Game Pass this week?
So new on Game Pass this week are both day one releases of Octopath Traveler on console, PC, and cloud, and Octopath Traveler 2 on console, PC, and cloud.
All right. Very nice. And with that, let's go through where people can find us.
Yes.
Over on Twitch, where we stream once a week, every Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time,
mm-hmm.
at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod. So you can go there, give us a follow, turn notifications on, and you can check out our next stream on Tuesday.
Yes.
Or over on Instagram at
gamer_parents_podcast.
Or on Twitter at twitter.com/gamerparentspod. Or on YouTube, where we have audio versions of all of the episodes on the Gamer Parents Podcast channel.
Mm-hmm. But the best way to hang out with us would be on our Discord. And the link to that is in the episode description.
Discord is where we talk about life and games all throughout the week, along with a plethora of other things.
Mm-hmm.
And we're usually in the voice chats in Discord, so if that's your thing and you want to hop in and chat with us, and you, if you ever see us in the Discord, feel free to stop by.
Yeah.
Well, that's all that we have for you guys this time, so we'll catch you in the next one.
Bye!